Hello, and welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we're going to talk about photography, which is kind of ironic since I don't do it, but I know a lot about it because my wife is a photographer. She has been doing it for about 5 years now, and she's pretty good. So it is definitely a way to bring in money. I know this firsthand. Here's the deal. The hard part about this is that you need some sort of skill. I personally, if I wanted to be a photographer, can't do it. I mean, the way I can't just pick up a camera and start shooting and make anything look good. I'd have to take some serious training. When my wife started, she had skills when she started. She's obviously much better now because she's had more training, but some people are born with that skill, with that talent, and other people have to be trained to achieve higher levels of usefulness with a camera. I'm not there. I don't want to be there. However, she has. And some of the challenges about starting your photography business is, besides needing the skill or the talent, it's competition. Everyone with a nice camera says they're a photographer and will go out and shoot and will charge less just to get the chance to shoot. So there's one of the problems, competition. Another is expectations. A lot of times, clients, people that you're looking for, that if you're charging them, they're expecting a lot from you. And I don't think they realize that besides just taking the pictures, you had to go home and work on these pictures, use Photoshop or whatever to make them presentable, to make them look awesome. And a lot of times they're just thinking, oh, you took a great shot. Here, go ahead and give it to me. Oh, no, I'm not going to pay that amount for the work you've done. So clients tend to undervalue what you do. Now, this business, personally, I think is a wonderful business for its expandability. But besides the expandability, which I'll get to later, you can get paid serious money here. If you get really good at it, you can command large amounts of money. I know my wife doesn't do anything for less than $2,000, and that's just right now. By the time you're hearing this, it could be up to $3,000 at that time. So if you're really good at it, you can make serious money, but you got to be good at it. And speaking of expandability, I think this is a wonderful opportunity for someone to just nail this. See, when I speak of expandability, you can write a blog about your photography business or your struggles and trials. People do that right now, but they just focus on that usually. And then they add some of their pictures, which people love. But you can also have videos of your event, of what you're shooting, of just things that you're learning, and posting those up on YouTube or whatever. But also, you can write books. Now, there are plenty of photography books. But if you had your specific niche, then you can actually add to your credibility and have another product you can sell over and over again, obviously, through expanding your website. And the other thing you can do with this is a podcast through video or audio explaining what your next event is going to be or how you're handling a certain client, of course, without naming names. The thing is, this photography business can be so expandable to be profitable even without the photography business. For example, and this is the reason I say definitely go for it, is that my wife will meet with a client. Again, if you were to record that, you get the tension from and the love from the new couple or from the person that's looking to hire you. Plus, you get to record yourself maybe shooting a few shots in the event. But the most dramatic, the part that most people don't get to see is something I get a chance to see every once in a while, is when my wife presents their pictures and people are in tears that the pictures are so wonderful and it's so dramatic, so compelling, that if someone were to capture that on video and present it, people would be watching that over and over and over again. So I think there's a lot of room for this photography business besides just shooting weddings or birthday parties or special occasions. This thing can make you money in a lot of different ways. And I didn't even mention stock photography, which I will in another podcast. Well, that's it for photography. If you're looking for more information on photography, you can go to my website at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org. Organized for you to make your best decision when choosing to work from home.